This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Listen. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Speaking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda, the voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Moms and dads, we do a lot of things to make their kids smarter, but not this. Not this. What that is, we're going to get to a little bit later. And it, thankfully, there's some sanity left in moms and dads out there in America because there's some pretty crazy stuff going on. But you want your smarter kids, you want kids to be smarter, you'll do some stuff, a lot of stuff, but not this. What that might be, we'll reveal it later in the show. We do have Darla Shine coming up, and I'm very excited about that. She's a friend of ours for many years. Used to be on radio on the same network that we were on years ago. And, she wasn't coming back out of retirement that I knew, but suddenly she was all over the Twitterverse as they were pulling out old shows. And we've been talking about it the past couple of weeks. We're going to talk to her directly about the attacks on her because her husband is Bill Shine, the new Deputy Chief of Communications in the White House under the Trump administration. So Darla Shine coming up soon. Now, first and foremost, this show is about health, freedom, and healing liberty. We do, of course, Sacred Fire of Liberty with Jonathan E. Mord each week when he's able to join us. And we've got a lot of other features that are unique to this show. Now, the perspective we have on health and healing is a little bit different than what you hear in the mainstream media. Occasionally, I get invited to be interviewed on there, but they kind of leave after I leave and they're like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. What did he just say? I've never heard anything like that. Because we look at health, healing differently. We do not perceive that every human emotion or even physical ailment is evidence of a pharmaceutical drug deficiency or a lack of a surgical intervention that may or may not likely not be needed. The medicalization of all life is nearly complete in America. We have the allopathic system, modern medical monopoly. Some people have called it the pharmacomafia. Now, Trump is up there, and he's right. Prices are way too high, although I argue if you make them high enough, maybe everybody would go to natural medicine, and that would be a good thing. Why do I say that? Because modern medicine and all of its trappings as a monopoly with no real competition from natural healing in America. They would lose, by the way, if it was a real free market for healing. But modern medicine and all of its trappings with all of its licenses, with all of its degrees, is the third leading cause of death in America. We learned about this first officially from the Journal of the American Medical Association, year 2000, Barbara Starfield. The Starfield Report, we've called it. I've been talking about this for years, as my good friend John Rappaport. The third leading cause of death. Now, I argue that those things that are considered the third leading cause of death lead to the first and the second, heart disease and cancer. Because they're toxic treatments. They don't correct the underlying cause, nutritional nutrient deficiencies and toxicological burdens that are overwhelming our body's ability to find, excrete them, get them out. Garbage, waste, get it out. You become a garbage cesspool, not just of metabolic waste, but of toxins. Now, they'd like to blame that in the hospital system on something else. Like maybe you. Maybe they can blame you for their problems. Like, you know, you got a problem in a hospital. It wasn't our fault. You came in and you were sicker than we knew or should or could have known, right?
This is the problem. You're riskier than everybody else. That's why this happened to you. What am I talking about? I'm talking about childbirth in hospitals.
Death by doctor. Androgenic disease.
Leading cause of death, as published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, is MD-directed treatment. This means you go to a medical doctor, he gives you a treatment, and you die from it.
Folks, this is not an isolated incident, but this is a shocking expose by the USA Today. Normally, I don't report USA Today stories because they're half-truths and whole lies, but in this case, they've done a bang-up job of investigation, much like the Atlanta Journal-Constitution did a few years back when they uncovered the illicit activity of doctors abusing sexually their patients and getting away with it and keeping their licenses or getting them back. So occasionally, and I have to admit this much to Super Don's chagrin, the mainstream media does a good job. In this case, I have to say the report is pretty profound and powerful, but shocking and frightening. Did you know that 50,000 women, out of a lot, of course, but 50,000 women are severely injured each year in hospitals after childbirth or during childbirth? 50,000, and this is, we're talking not home births, not doulas, not midwives. We're talking in hospitals. 50,000 severely injured and 700 die. Now, some of you say, well, you know, childbirth is a risk. Some people are going to be in trouble and some people are going to die. But in this article, as you see, and it's a long one and it's intense, you scroll down and you look at the rates of death in American hospitals versus other hospitalized in the hospitals in the industrial world, it's downright embarrassing. The trend is going in the wrong direction. And if you read this all the way through, it is shocking. The lack of what's called standard of care, right? They attack doctors all the time for not doing the standard of care. Here, if I'm interviewing a doctor, it's because they're doing something better than the standard of care. As Dr. Bittar calls it, advanced medicine. Two major leading causes of death in hospitals are hemorrhaging, blood loss, and hypertension, high blood pressure leading to strokes. And they say 60% of these deaths could be prevented in hypertension, and 90% of the deaths due to hemorrhage, bleeding out, could be prevented. We're talking major hospitals all over the U.S., some are supposedly experts in this realm, and they're bad. And this is bad. The idea that you could go to a hospital, the reason you go to a hospital to have birth is because you're afraid of the dangers of childbirth and you don't want complications, because that's what they fear you to go to a hospital for. My gosh, you can't do that at home. That's irresponsible. But how have women been giving birth to babies for time immemorial, ever since they've been giving birth to babies, long before there were hospitals? Now, it's true. Some babies died at birth, some mothers died at birth. But in reality, when modern medicine started taking over and gaining a strong foothold into the consciousness of the people of the Western world, when Ignaz Semmelweis pointed out the reason for the high incidence of death, particularly of mothers postpartum, was because the doctors didn't know basic hygiene. He simply pointed out that when you're cutting on the cadavers in the next room, you should wash your hands before you go in and deliver the baby. And that Ignaz Semmelweis was shunned out of his profession, died penniless and insane. And it was horrible. Ignaz Semmelweis, learn about that story and understand that if you try to exceed the standard of care, you will be drummed out of the profession. Now, in this case, it's embarrassing because the vast majority of this is happening because at least half, seemingly, of all hospital births are covered by some form of government insurance, Medicaid. And in this case, you would think that the oversight would be good because all y'all that believe in the power and goodness and awesomeness of government, they would go, well, they would know better and they would do better and they would institute higher standards. But apparently no one's doing it. There are some private or semi-private groups in this article that say, you know, we've tried, but until we get the green light from government, you know, we can't really force them to do it. Basic concepts. Now, one of the things regarding hemorrhage, I mean, there's, I don't mean to be graphic here, but in the child birthing centers and hospitals, they have, you know, like a catch pad to, for blood loss. They are supposed to weigh it to say how much potentially blood has been lost by the mother in this childbirth process. And they should know if it's a certain weight, hey, we got to take care. There could be bleeding going on, internal bleeding. We've got to get in there. And there's some horrific stories of where they didn't. And some women have died. Others have been debilitated to the point of renal function failure, and they're needing a kidney transplant. In the other case, they see hypotension, in fact. Well, that's related to the lack of blood. I mean, I was reading this article. I mean, you're talking 80 over 27. And it's like hour after hour, like, meh, not paying attention to it. And then, of course, due to all that blood loss, the blood pressure dropped to the point where they were nearly dead. They're having to be airlifted out because the hospital has no more blood to give because they didn't pay attention to something so basic. Now, of course, we use homeopathic phosphorus in cases of the bleeding. I'm not saying don't go in there and stop if you've severed an artery. You need physically to repair that. But there are other remedies to address that in conjunction with allopathic intervention should there need to be some. And in this case, in many cases, there needs to be. Probably because the intervention took place in a hospital to begin with. Might not have happened had they had a home birth. I know, that's speculating. I don't know. But on the second issue of hypertension, how difficult is it to take the blood pressure? And my God, the woman's blood pressure is so high, she could stroke. And they miss it time and time again. To the tune of, again, 50,000 women in America. The rates are going up for these injuries and deaths. 700 deaths annually now. And it might be more than that. It's a shocking, shocking reality. It's not pretty at all, I admit. But if we do not take a moment to say, my gosh, if you're going into the hospital, you better be alert. Because you can't necessarily rely on the doctors and the nursing staff to do what they are supposed to be trained to do. And this is not an indictment of every doctor and every nurse. I'm sure the vast majority of them are doing their level best to not have this happen. But if our rates are going up and everybody else's rates are going down, the only other rates that were going up were Canada, but they were a fraction of the rates that we have in the United States. This is not me arguing for more government intervention or socialized medicine. This is arguing for me, well, the hospital system is failing. It has become socialized through the insurance schemes, even if they're not official socialism. Third-party payers, little or no oversight, and little or no accountability when this happens. Yeah, the insurance companies are going to cover the payoffs when the lawsuits happen, but it's a disaster in the meantime for the people that suffer. Check it out, the article in USA Today. Give you props, man. That's a Pulitzer Prize waiting. You know what's waiting? Darla Shine is waiting. We're going to get her on next.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, folks. Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox, and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far-infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Scott Belcher.
Well, for the last couple of weeks, we've been detouring into the Twitter sphere and the mainstream media attacks on one of our friends, one of our radio friends, and just an all-around, just a wonderful gal. And we were on the same network years ago, and Super Don worked with her. Her name, Darla Shine. So after 2 weeks of talking about it, we've asked her, and apparently she said, okay, she's going to come on here in just a moment. Darla Shine is here, and she's married to Bill Shine. Maybe you know. He used to be with Fox News. He's now the new deputy chief of communications for the White House under President Donald Trump. And if you heard about all the nonstop attacks on her, I mean, we, Super Don and I were outraged. We were outraged just as friends, much less all of the things we know about the way the media twists things. The things we praised Darla for, they were attacking her for. I'm like, this is messed up. CNN called her a racist. Stephen Colbert put her photo up like she was like the new KKK, the new face of the KKK. The Washington Post and MSN called her a conspiracy theorist because she dared to bring up the fact that there are children who are being injured by vaccines and autism is on the rise. In fact, she referenced some studies she retweeted from friends of ours that talked about the incidence of autism among young African Americans. And they said she's race baiting. I'm like, are you kidding me? She should be. You know, as we said, we hailed, even it wasn't just me, but we had others come on and said, Brian Hooker, PhD, said she should be a hero for talking about that. Not many people talk about that. So she's not a racist. She's wonderful. If anything, as I say, she's a warrior standing up for the rights of women, and families, and you and me. And I know I'm talking too much, but Darla, I'm so excited to have you on. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you for having me on. I am just thrilled to be on. I'm a huge fan of yours, Robert, through all the years. You are the number one leading health guru in America, and I've been a fan forever, and everyone should be listening to you and getting the latest in what they need to know in health. And it's a sad state what's going on in this country because if you question, like you just did this whole segment about women, you know, who are dying in the hospitals and people going in the hospitals now and they get MRSA. And I was upset because I brought my father to the hospital and the way he was treated so poorly. And there are so many great doctors. There are so many great hospitals. But if you question the health care or you question what's happening with the, you know, with vaccines in this country, which hundreds of thousands of parents are doing, they're actors. I mean, Aidan Quinn recently came out, the actor, saying that he believes mercury in autism's caused, mercury in the vaccines caused his daughter's autism. Robert De Niro is talking about this, but I dare to talk about it, and, you know, I get called a conspiracy theorist. And I'm just afraid that we are in this very scary time, Robert, where we can't, anything we talk about, if anyone is a Trump supporter, they're going to come after you and attack you. And this is what I think has happened to me. And our friend, Celia Farber, she has a great article out. Have you read it? The wave of violence is threatening Trump supporters.
It's yes,
epic
yeah.
times.
It's been shocking to me because, of course, the PR on the left has been they're the kinder, gentler. They love everybody. They only want to help you. And the reality is they are violent and want to use force to take stuff from you or force you to participate in things that, like I've argued over the, you know, how many years I've been in radio, that forced participation in the third leading cause of death does not a good health care system or compassionate system make.
Well, why doesn't everyone, the thing, whether you're left or right in this country, no matter who you support politically, shouldn't we all want our children to be healthy? Shouldn't we all want a healthier America? And I can, this one thing, I mean, if I was ever called to down to the school, and which never happened because my kids never got in trouble, but let's just say the principal said, you know, your child's misbehaving, I would go home and handle it at home and take care of my child at home. What I don't understand is why is everyone publicly defaming each other and trying to attack each other? This vitriol is so vicious. I mean, I would dare to ask why the community of, well, we're going to get into this deeper right now, and you know, Robert, but I dared to ask some questions on my radio show and on my Twitter page, which, you know what's funny, is I was on the air, and your producer, Super Don, used to be my producer. Hello, Don, full disclosure.
Woohoo! Yes, he gave a good woohoo.
So from 2006 to 2010, I was on the radio in 100 stations, and there was never one complaint about me being racist. And all through these years, anyone who's listened to my show knows it's tongue-in-cheek, it's kitschy, just like my book, and I mix serious issues. But you can't just talk about serious issues. Am I going to just talk about that every minute? People would tune out. They would be miserable. So I mixed it with fun and political satire, and anyone who listened to the shows would hear that, and they would know it. They know that there is no, you know, no racism coming from
right.
me. It's just, it's joking. But
Darla,
I don't know, how come my jokes aren't accepted? James Gunn and
Lucky's
jokes are accepted.
Hold that thought. We got to go deep dive on that. The attacks on Darla Shine. Our friend here, the wife of the new deputy chief of communications for the White House under the Donald Trump administration. And where is the justice here? We're gonna get some next.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Health, freedom, healing, liberty on the airwaves. All over the world now. We started, it was only radio. Now it's like bigger online all over the world. We got listeners all over planet Earth. Hello, all y'all in England and in Asia, everywhere you go. We have Darla Shine. She had a radio show on. And Super Don used to produce that too. He's just the man, right? He's awesome. That's why he's super. And, you know, Darla was irreverent and funny, engaging, and, you know, passionate about what she believes on radio. Not every show is like that. And Super Don, you know, we love talk radio, but man, there's a lot of talk radio. Like, I don't want to listen to that, but
Darla, you're like, I wonder what she's going to do next. And that's the engagement of the medium. Now, they left her alone for like 8-10 years. She's tweeted. She's talked about all these. No bother. Within the last, few weeks, suddenly she's like front and center attention of the mainstream media attacks because she tweeted things out. They called her racist. They called her, it was just horrible what they were doing to you, Darla. I mean, what other reason is there other than your husband now works for Donald Trump in the administration?
Well, you know what's interesting is, so I had my radio show from 2006 to 2010. After I wrote my book, Happy Housewives, please go order it on Amazon. I think you get it for 25 cents now. Mm-hmm. And so after I had this radio show on 100 stations, Don was with me. There was never one complaint. Everyone loved the show. Everyone loved me. And I mixed everyday serious issues that affected stay-at-home moms and the family, working family issues, farmers. And I did a lot of shows on the military wives and helping the military. But I mixed it with some humor because, you just can't always be serious. And my style is to be political satirist, Mm-hmm. And I'm laughing because they're digging into shows from 2007, podcasts where I was joking around. And, I did a whole podcast, a three-hour podcast. And I was talking about how, women are hormonal, and so many girls who work for me, we were all fighting in the office and joking about the time of month. And this is all funny stuff, right? And then I was also talking about how, women, they have to be careful going into politics because we're hormonal. But in the same show, I was talking about how I voted for, I wanted Hillary Clinton to get the nomination instead of Barack Obama, that he took it from her. So in the very same show where I'm saying I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because I think she's the best candidate, they're putting out there the other part of the show where Darla Shine says women shouldn't be in politics because they're hormonal. That they're missing the whole show. They're editing what they want to take out of my show to put out a false narrative that makes me look like I'm against women in politics, which is absurd. I mean, I voted for Hillary Clinton, and I put that on my Facebook page. But you know what? I have to walk away from this insanity, Robert. I cannot believe that the left has gone out of their way to make me look like this crazed lunatic conspiracy theorist when I've been on Twitter and talking about issues, as I said, since my radio show was on. And it was my job to be provocative and funny. And you know what it's like in radio.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is, why all of a sudden now? As soon as my husband got into the White House, as soon as he was named to be comms chief, 3 hours later, Huffington Post came out with a hit article against me showing all my tweets. I actually laughed. I thought it was great because they regurgitated some of my best stuff. So, I was happy to get out there. But it was ridiculous because they twisted it. So I questioned a few things, which I think I have a right to question under the Constitution, and they twisted it around to say, is Darla a racist? So I questioned, why should the N-word be allowed in the entertainment industry? Why not just take it out? Just like I wanted the C-word taken out of our everyday vocabulary and the B-word. Let's clean up society, That was really it as a mom. But they twisted it that Darla Shine wants to say the N-word, which is so untrue. It's not what I said at all. But the thing that I find remarkable is over the past week, James Gunn, who is a director in Hollywood, who directed the Guardians of the Galaxy, his tweets came out from 2009, 10, and 11, where he was talking about how he wants to fondle little baby boys.
Oh,
how
it was horrible.
He was part of the NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association, all these things. And Stephen Colbert, who dared to call me a racist and put my face up next to the KKK, didn't do anything about it. CNN, who did 5 segments on me being a possible racist, hasn't talked about this story. So the hypocrisy is so clear, it's so obvious, and it is just a disgrace. It really is a disgrace.
Well, they're actually trying to defend his tweets, and he says, I was just joking. I'm like, okay, listen, I'm a First Amendment guy. Super Don is too. But man, when you even think about the things he was supposedly joking about, you got to question what is going on. But let's put that aside.
Mom, I cannot allow or accept a grown man joking about pedophilia. That is out of line, and that is disgusting. Okay, Sarah Silverman is also a comedian, and there's a video of her right now on the internet where she jokes about pedophilia and kidnapping. I mean, these are out of line. But let's just say we want to say, which, listen, my favorite comedian is Dave Chappelle. Nobody's dirtier than him. I mean, I love him.
Chappelle is amazing, yes.
He's great, and really, he's great. But if you were going to sit down and say, we want to protect free speech, which I agree, and people want to joke around, that's fine. But then you have to accept my jokes. Then Stephen Colbert put up a joke that I made, you know, a split screen about a country, you know, compared to another country. The thing is, if I put out a joke like that years ago, how come it's offensive for my joke but not offensive for David Gunn's joke? I don't understand that. I just don't understand it.
Well, clearly, it's, you know, they called it the politics of destruction. I mean, that's true that it's always been like that, but at the same time, there used to be some level of collegiality between the sides. Like, you could disagree and then, you know, you could all get together. But now, if you don't hate Trump, right, it's not enough to go, I dislike some of his policies. If you even like one of them, I mean, they will attack you viciously. And this is, I don't know, we've talked about this on the radio. In fact, I've interviewed Brendan Strock, who started this thing called hashtag walkaway. I don't know if your husband, Bill Shine, knows about this, or if the Trump administration knows about this, but there are a lot of liberals that are walking away from the Democrat Party. They're so disgusted because they've become the party of hate and violence, nothing like that they pretend to be.
I agree. I grew up with my father, who raised me to be a Dixiecrat, and I voted for Bill Clinton and Obama and Hillary. And the funny thing is, all these years, like, I make fun of both sides I make fun of Republicans as well as Democrats, or I did make fun of them when I had my radio show. I mean, this is all past tense. Everything they're pulling up is from the past. So, and that was my job, and I just kind of had fun with it. But now, this party of tolerance, which I thought was tolerance, is so intolerant. You have people calling out for violence. I mean, look what happened to, Sarah Sanders. I mean, she had to leave a restaurant. I mean, what are we doing? I don't remember during the Obama administration, even though there were people who were not happy that he was president, I don't remember anyone going after family members and attacking them publicly. Do you? Do you remember this happening?
No, super, Don. I mean, you follow the news like that. I just think it is different now, is it not? Or are we just saying, oh, we're exaggerating because we don't like leftists? That's not it.
It's sheer insanity. I mean, it's not just different. It's crazy. It's insane. You know, I remember during the Hillary campaign, everybody was marching around with these signs, love Trump's hate, love Trump's hate, oh, yo, flowers and rainbow, love Trump's hate. Then as soon as Trump wins, suddenly they're beating people with the sign that says love Trump's hate, right? You know, it's like, I had no idea that so much love involves so much violence. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. You know, it shows the hypocrisy of the left.
You said something, Don, and that's what you're saying is, and I want to say that, I love everyone. I mean, I actually did shows promoting love and happiness, remember, Don? And I wish if I could pick something for this country, I wish that we could all come together as Americans and say, you know, we need to put America first. We need to have, put our jobs first, put our kids first. What are we doing? Why are we fighting left versus right? It's just so stupid. It's insane. But you know what? I had to walk away when I saw after Trump was elected. Now, I cried when Hillary lost. I cried. I was in bed crying. And a few days later, the women started marching around the country. When I saw grown women dressed up with pubic hair, fake pubic hair stuck, glued to their bodies and dressed up like labias, I was like, this is it. I have to walk away. This is ridiculous. We have the most rights as women in America as any country in the world. Am I right? I mean, are these women kidding? Enough is enough. And I can joke around about this and it'll be turned and twisted that I'm anti-woman. I'm not anti-woman. I mean, I am for women and I want women to be happy. I want everyone to be happy. But we can't have this negative, horrible vitriol back and forth where people are trying to destroy each other. Mm-hmm. Where are we going? And where are they going, like, coming after me? Like, where are they going with this? It's ridiculous.
Darla, I didn't hear anything you said after you said you wanted Hillary to win. What was that you've been talking about? I'm sorry. Just kidding.
Well, saying I was raised, to support the Democratic Party because I wanted to support them because I thought this was a party of tolerance. This is a party of,
No, it's long since passed. And, there's something now, Trump derangement syndrome, and it is real. I mean, you can't communicate human to human on this issue. It is only if you hate him, then you've got street cred, then you're one of us. If not, then we will visit maybe violence upon you. That's what's different. Super Don is right. I mean, we've seen the difference between left and right and the antagonism and all of that. But it didn't go to the point where, my gosh, if you're on the left side and you look at Trump, and you go, you know what? I'm really glad that more people are at work and that they're getting by economically better. You will be excommunicated. And this is why what Brandon Strock said on the show here, that it was harder for him to come out as a conservative than as a gay man in New York or wherever. And a lot of people are coming out and saying that. They used to be, but they can't because they can't embrace that level of vitriol, anger, hatred, and even violence.
Well, I just think it's bad for the whole country. I think that we need to come together as people. Why isn't the left, why aren't the Democrats trying to come together and with Donald Trump and talk about things and let's join together and communicate? What on earth is going on?
Indeed, what on earth is going on? I think the space aliens have taken over the brains of Democrats at this point.
You know that I got called out on that, too. I'm a big conspiracy theorist because Darla Trump believes in UFOs. Don, do you remember that fun show we did? I made a lot of fun on my shows. And, Don, remember the open? I used to say, you know, half of the stuff I say on the show is made up. And I think we did a show where I made believe I was abducted by aliens. You know, and so now the left is like, you know, I don't know who it was, CNN or whatever. Darla Shine is a conspiracy theorist. She believes in UFOs.
Right.
How many shows have been done where people question if there's UFOs out there?
The sense of humor, they think we have no sense of humor. They have no sense of humor at this point.
But I've walked away.
We got to take a break. Darla, you want to stick around and have some more fun? We got one more segment. This is about parents. What would you do to make your kids smarter? And what is one step too far? We're going to find out after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water. The molecular hydrogen we get, go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All the links are up in the show notes, because they are two hours a day, 6 days a week, but 6 days a week in the show notes, including links to our friend Darla Shine. She's terrific. She's a bright light. She makes us laugh a lot, and that wittiness and all the things, and you know, that she was attacked. We wanted to have her on. We've been talking about her. She hadn't been here. I'm thinking, can you come? Yeah, she is. And she's sticking around for bonus time with Darla Shine here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're talking a lot on the break, too, as well. You know, since you were on the air, Darla, a lot more things have happened in the mainstream media that they've attacked in terms of our viewpoint that we need to, you know, ask legitimate questions about vaccine safety. The movie Vax, from Cover Up to Catastrophe, was one that revealed some bad goings on at the CDC, where a senior researcher said, you know what, we trashed data, we hid data, we fudged data about the risk of autism from the MMR, particularly triple the rate risk for African-American males given the shot on time or early. Now, they would call us racist for bringing that up. They would call us conspiracy theorists for bringing this up. This has been read into the congressional record. This is, you know, you want to talk about conspiracy? Then yeah, Congress, they're in on it. So
they called me a racist for bringing it up because I put it on Twitter. But my question to the MSM, the mainstream media, is why aren't you concerned with what's going on? Like, they just keep running with the same thing. CDC debunks it. They don't bother to do any research.
Yeah, exactly. It's lazy, but of course, it's not biting the hand that feeds it, folks. 60-70%, depending on when it is, the news cycle, supported by money from Big Pharma, their direct-to-consumer advertising, very powerful. And they cannot allow for, if there is any discussion, it's really shouted down pretty much. They don't want it to go anywhere. Now, as a parent, and Darla, you're a parent, Super Don's a grandparent, can you believe it? And I'm a parent. You met my daughter on the break there. Americans would do anything to make their kids smarter, apparently. And we all want our kids to be smart, except one thing. And I'm like, oh, thank goodness, there's good news. There are parents that haven't totally lost their minds. Where they drew the line, Darla, great. We will not edit their genes. They're not going for genetically engineered children yet. Maybe there's hope.
We'll do a lot. We'll feed them better. We'll do it. But no genetic engineering of my children. Thank God there's some level of sanity left. Sometimes I don't know if it's there.
I'm in shock. I really didn't think that was going to be your answer. I would
yeah.
Most of the parents nowadays would be like, sure, let me genetically alter my kid. I want them to be a genius. I mean, I want them to have, you know, this color eyes, this color hair. So I'm in shock. So that's good news.
It is. And, you know, it's the thing about GMOs. I mean, it's like, who is clamoring for genetically engineered food? Who do you ever have ever met to say, I want more genetically engineered food on my plate, and I'm not eating until I get it? It's like, this,
most
this
people
is
aren't paying attention to that. They just want the yeah. food. They're not really paying attention to how it got on their plate.
Yeah, and genetically engineered children would be even worse. But then again, if they're interacting with genetically engineered substances, including foreign animal RNA and DNA, aborted fetal cells, right, injected, there are problems because you're actually taking on a different form of that so-called genetic engineering potentiality. And I don't think they're fully engaged in looking at that. But as long as they get their news from the mainstream media, they're not going to get the information they need to make a fully informed decision. Which
you know, Robert, I think that if we go back and look at America, we built this entire country, the greatest generation. Look at these beautiful people who fought in our, you know, World War I and World War II and built America. And, you know, think about that generation of people. These are strong, healthy people who grew up and maybe when they were a child, they had what? One vaccine, the polio vaccine. Maybe they had that. And you know what? They had good food that was grown on our American farms, in their backyards. They didn't have genetically modified foods. And somehow we built an entire country on that and on our old math without Common Core. So how do we build such a beautiful place? And if you look at the past 30 years, it's all going downhill with illness and stupidity. So
yeah.
why don't we think about the way things used to be? And try and get back to that. Maybe roll back some of our progression. Maybe we're doing a little bit too much. Maybe we're making, you know, the milk industry. I mean, do we need to have a cow producing what? It's supposed to make 2 gallons a day, making 80 gallons a day? Maybe that's a problem. So maybe we need to roll back and maybe what's going on right now with the, you know, with the farmers. We could get American farmers back in action. I was just at Whole Foods today and all the tomatoes were from Mexico and Peru.
Right.
Why?
Right. Yeah.
Why were
folks,
my Mexico's not from? Why were the tomatoes not from America?
Now they're going to call you xenophobic because you won't eat Mexican tomatoes.
You're
you know
anti-tomato.
Anti-tomato.
You're anti-tomato.
Hey, Darla, we love you and appreciate you. By the way, folks, we'd like to go back to a time where there was no organic food. It was just all food. Right? Imagine
right.
that. Imagine
right.
that. Darla Shine, God bless you. Thank you for being on board with
love
us today.
You guys.
Stick around. We got a little more on YouTube to talk to you about. But remember this, folks. It's the God's honest truth. Embrace health freedom because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.